2012 on WTOP.
President Obama says he feels fabulous heading into tonight's second presidential debate, and his supporters are hoping that translates into an improved debate performance. The president's first debate with Mitt Romney is widely seen as a reason Romney has tightened up the race. Romney is going through last-minute preps with aides in hopes of continuing his momentum.
Joining us from Hofstra, Glenn Thrush, senior White House reporter for Politico. Hiya, Glenn.
Hi, guys.
So one of the things that we're going to be thinking about tonight is who will appeal more to women voters, because they have been a core group that each of the candidates wants to get.
Yeah, that is really an interesting evolution here. You know, for most of this campaign, Obama really had a commanding lead among women voters in all categories, really, in the range of 10 to 15 points. But we're starting to see, after this first debate, a real tightening. That performance that he gave in Denver is really impacting him most among women and younger people.
What would make a good night for each of the candidates?
Well, I think a good night for Mitt Romney is to kind of hold serve and to continue with this kind of steady, affirmative performance that he gave last time. I mean, people talk about how bad Obama was. People don't talk enough about how good Romney was. I mean, he really made a case for himself and increased his likability numbers. For Obama, he's got to show fight. He's got to, and I think an underreported component of this is he's got to do what Romney did. Give a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bullet presentation of what he plans to do in his second term, because we are right now in a neck-and-neck race, and he's got to prove it.
And while the president may have to be strong tonight, it's going to have to be tempered, right? This is a town hall debate, so the questions are coming from the audience. No one wants to come off being angry with them.
Yeah, I think we saw the Incredible Hulk performance last week in Danville, Kentucky, with Joe Biden. I think we're going to see a little more Clark Kent tonight, but I think Obama is good at that kind of thing, and I think he really does have a distinct advantage over Romney, who actually kind of, in a weird way, doesn't move very well in this space. The optics of Romney behind a podium are a lot better than him sort of standing out there on his own.
And, a lot of talk this week about Candy Crowley being the moderator of the debate and the fact that she may do follow-up questions of what the people in the audience ask. How much of a factor do you see that being?
I think it's significant. I got to tell you, I'm probably with you on this one. I just hate this gaming the referees. Candy's really great. She's a very assertive. I think she's probably the most assertive of the three so far. So I think she's going to sort of hold their feet to the fire. But I think also the town hall format really will keep people from doing these sort of interruptions. You have to be respectful to regular voters.
All right. We'll see it unfold tonight. Glenn, thanks a million.
Take care.
That's Glenn Thrush, senior White House reporter for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.
And we will stream the debate live on WTOP.com starting at 9 o'clock.